Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone. Adam,
yeah, some more
Adam,
yeah,
you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
The Bears look dead. The Vikings look dead. And so the division comes down to Detroit and Green Bay.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. If you're looking for top-notch orthopedic care, OAW's team of doctors has been nominated for Milwaukee Magazine's Top Doctors. From sports injuries to joint replacements, their doctors are dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care. Experience the OAW difference, orthowisconsin.com. Always great to touch base with our friend, Adam Schefter. Adam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We have the schedule release today. Always a big deal in the world of the NFL in the offseason. We get to basically have a situation where we see where these games that we know are coming are finally positioned. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, we are very excited about it. Gabe, you said you guys are doing a show tonight?
Yep, show tonight, 6 p.m. right here, 94.5 ESPN. Me, Joshie, and Alex Strofe for the Packers schedule release.
So, Adam, the big news this week in the NFL was Jared Goff's contract extension, 4-year, $212 million, $170 million guaranteed. And of course, here in Wisconsin, we start looking at that and going, ooh, how is that going to impact the money that Jordan Love gets? And we argued pretty heavily yesterday on whether or not it will go up and over Jared Goff's number or be under it. What do you think?
Well, I think his number would go above it, and that's if a deal gets done. I think that the longer the Packers wait, the more difficult it'll be for them and the better it'll be for Jordan Love. That's my own opinion. You know, with each of these deals that gets done, if you had done Jordan Love's deal, let's just say last week, the first time you were eligible, they were eligible to do it, I think, May 3rd, as we discussed. And now it's May 15th. So they've had 12 days on the clock. Goff got done on the 13th. So they had 10 days. Let's just say that they had gotten Jordan Love done on the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, whatever. I would have come into Jordan Love with a strong cash offer, a lot of guaranteed money, easy for me to say, the average of, let's just call it 51, 52. Do you think that that number is going down any after Jared Goff's average comes into 53? I'd have to see the structure, but I'm going to guess not. He's not going to take less than Jared Goff. And now we still have deals potentially out there for, Trevor Lawrence, maybe Matthew Stafford, Tua Tagovailoa, if that deal gets done. Dak Prescott's still out there. The numbers on these deals don't go down. They just don't. And so it'll be up to Russ Ball to see if he can get this deal done, wants to get it done. Don't think that they're anywhere close to getting it done right now. And those are conversations that will occur here in the days and weeks to come.
Adam, I don't want to fearmonger, so I want to be conscious of, but my anxiety went up as soon as you said, if they get a deal done. I guess I hadn't considered.
Why should your anxiety go up? What does it matter? Jim, what are you getting worked
up
about?
All right. Go ahead. Work me through this. I am happy to have you take my hand and walk me through this, Adam. That's fine. So Packers fans shouldn't have a reaction to if the deal gets done. Because I got to be honest with you, Adam, I think most people were coming to the table thinking it wasn't a matter of if, it was when the Packers were going to sign him to this big extension.
I still think the most likely course of action is that the two sides will figure out a way to get a deal done. It doesn't mean they will. It's not assured. And if they don't, if the Packers don't step up and come up with an offer that they think, that Jordan Love thinks is reasonable, if Jordan Love wants more than the Packers are willing to offer, if one side or another is unable to get this particular deal done and it doesn't get done, then what? Jordan Love goes into the last year of his contract, correct? He's going to the last year right now, I believe.
Yep. Correct.
And so, okay, if they don't get something done, and he plays this year without an extension, then they would have the ability after this year to tag him if they wanted. Now, look, you don't want to go down that road. You'd rather not have to do that. You'd want this deal done sooner rather than later. But if it doesn't get done and they can't figure it out, they have the tag available. It's not like he's walking out the door in free agency next year. That's not happening. And, by the way, what if, I mean, we don't think this, but what if he regresses? What if he doesn't play well this year and he's in the last year of the deal and you haven't signed him? Right? There are a lot of questions. Again, to me, it's in both sides' best interest. They've invested an awful lot in him. He's looked like a great young quarterback. He looks like the guy you want to build around. You want to get this deal done, in my mind. Both sides, I think, want to get this deal done in their minds. But right now, they're not close to making it happen. The first quarterback domino of the offseason's fallen. It's giving you some parameters of what you would think that a Jordan Love deal would resemble. And it's up to them to figure out whether or not it makes sense for both sides here moving forward.
Adam, how do they go about creating the schedule? Because I have an idea.
Yeah.
And that idea would be, why don't they treat it just like the draft, where the Bears were the worst team, so they get the number one pick. Washington was two, they get the second. So do away with playing the division from the opposite conference. Treat it just like the draft. So Kansas City gets the toughest schedule, followed by San Francisco. And then that way, Aaron Rodgers, if he stayed healthy, could play in Green Bay last year. And this year, Kirk Cousins could play in Minnesota. Just to me, it seems like it could be a lot cleaner.
Well, again, true, the opponents are laid out years in advance. Years in advance. So, I don't know. It's set in stone. And then the league just arranged it. So what are you proposing here exactly?
Well, I just think Kansas City, who won the Super Bowl, should have the toughest schedule, followed by San Francisco, and roll it back that way, because even before the release, they're saying Kansas City is not going to have the toughest schedule.
But they do kind of do that, too, with the divisions, right? If you finish first in your division, you play other first-place teams in the other divisions.
Correct.
They're in their division.
Correct.
Their division's just not very good.
Yeah, but you could still, if you did away with playing, you know, a division from the opposite conference, it would be so much easier to adjust. Because if you say, okay, the NFC West is the toughest, you have to play them teams twice, then you make it easier on the other side.
Yeah, but first of all, these are done on a rotational basis so that everybody gets everybody every 4 years or so. And You don't know what division is going to be good or not in a given year. You have no idea that a division is going to be down or up in a certain year. A couple of years ago, we were talking about the NFC North not being very good. Now, I would argue that it's one of the better divisions in football. Who could have predicted that? It's tough to say. And so these games are slotted out. At least opponents are slotted out, you know, literally years in advance. And it's just the roll of the dice. And the Chiefs happen to play in a division right now where, you know, the Raiders don't know who their starting quarterback is going to be. The Broncos don't know who their starting quarterback is going to be. The Chargers have been the Chargers for years, which is why they hired Jim Harbaugh to turn them around. And so that's the division that the Chiefs are in. By the way, for a long period of time, it was John Elway in a division where nobody else had a starting quarterback either. And the Broncos had the same kind of advantage for years that the Chiefs have today. It's the way it is.
I don't know what an algorithm is, but if there's a perfect place for an algorithm, it would be, I think, this. I don't know.
Let's go to the algorithm.
I'm pretty sure they're using some sort of computer assistance. I have no way of knowing this for certain, as I have not been in the room when they are making the NFL schedule. But Adam, in the year of our Lord 2024, it seems like they might be using artificial intelligence assistance to get the NFL schedule done. Yes?
I think they're using, they have a computer. In fact, I'm going to have Mike North on my podcast next week, Chewy. You could listen in, okay? And he will break down a
I'll
little bit
I'll let you
bit
know how to download podcasts, Chewy. Don't worry.
And I've had Mike North on in previous years, and if my memory serves me correctly, like literally they go through computers that spit out tens of thousands of schedule models, and they refine it from there, and they work it up, and however they do it, there's a lot of time and manpower that goes into this entire scheduling exercise. By the way, like you know, they're releasing the schedule. What's left of the schedule? Like, we know opening weekend. We know the international series. We know the holiday games. Like, what's left to announce? Just the actual order of the rest of it. But there's a lot of games I've already gotten out.
Shefty, there are three players everybody's talking about right now. A lot of excitement. So the question is, who are you taking in the PGA? Do you like Rory? Do you like Brooks? Do you like Scotty Scheffler?
Stop it. You cut it out right now.
This is a big week.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Last week in my pool, I'm going to pool with these six guys, right? Mm-hmm. So the way it worked, Gabe, was we vote win, play, show. Win 5 points, show 3 points. Or win, place 3 points, show 1 point. Me and my buddy were pushing Rory last week.
Yeah.
Pushing him.
As you should have.
And we got outvoted by Max Homa. You know, three other guys voted for Max Homa. So now I'm all salty that my Rory pick from last week got kiboshed, and now we're on to the PGA, and we're going through the alternatives today. It's a big deal. I know it's not a big deal for Jen, but the big news of the week, of course, in golf is that Rory McIlroy is getting divorced.
Yeah. Huge news. Huge news. How are you going to play after you get divorced, Jen? You should be supporting this. PGA is on ESPN.
In a shocking development, I did see that news.
News?
I did see that. Of course, how did it work out for Tiger?
I mean, still was all right.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, I'm sure this didn't just happen, okay? Rory's been dealing with this, so I'm not worried about how it's going to impact his play.
I don't know where to go from there. Are we talking golf? Are we over golf?
Let's keep talking golf. No,
Gabe got us off track, which I'm good at getting off track any week leading into any golf tournament he wants. Like, I got no problem.
All right, well, then, all right, well, then
Jen
tell us.
But I figured if I brought it back on track and got into something more salacious like a divorce, then we could have a lot of different ways we could pivot off of that. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
You're confusing me with Bravo.
Well, look. So now, we can now go into golf, divorces, or algorithms. Your choice. You
Dealer's
which
choice.
Way you want to go.
So why shouldn't he get a mulligan?
Very good, Joey.
Right?
He's getting one right now. He's getting one.
Yes, he is.
Are you a couch guy for golf? Are you going to just like lock yourself on the couch and kind of sit there and take it all in for the hours?
It depends on if the golfer that we choose is competing for that time. If the golfer that we choose in our pool is competing on the leaderboard, I can't watch enough of it. I could sit on the couch for hours to where you want to peel me off. If my guy is struggling, I'm salty and angry and dejected the rest of the week. So it all depends on how my guy's performing. It's strictly up to that, Jen. Strictly
science.
That
That's
simple.
What this is. This is science.
Adam, will Tiger win another major?
Yes.
Oh, I think everybody would love to see that. Everybody would love to see that. I think it's probably not realistic to expect that we'll see it. Now, I guess Jack Nicklaus, I'd have to look it up, didn't he win the Masters like at one point, like he was 47 years old?
Yeah, it was 46 in 86, yeah.
46 and 86. And how old is Tiger right now?
48.
I would guess no. That would be my guess.
But if he didn't break, see it, if he didn't get in that, if he didn't get in that car accident, I think he breaks Jack Nicklaus's record.
I agree with that. Well, but that's part of being great in any sport over any period of time, that there's no adversity, setbacks, injuries that impede your path to becoming or winning the number of majors that Jack Nicklaus did or any other all-time great has. Like, there's always things that could derail a career, and it's part of a person's legacy to avoid them and not have that be a part of the equation. But the algorithms there, Chewy, were such that Tiger introduced other factors into the algorithm, and it disrupted his chances of winning the majors and winning, setting the all-time major mark here.
All right, Adam, we appreciate you. Look, you cover all of the bases, right? We're talking algorithms. We're talking the NFL schedule. We're talking Jordan Love's contract. I'm still working through that
It'll be interesting to see where Rory goes next, right, with his mulligan. It'll be interesting to see.
was trying to ignore the golf cart, but here we are again. You're doing the thing
there
that I do
rumblings.
To Gabe. There are rumblings that golf is happening.
There are rumblings.
Week. You're doing the thing that I do to Gabe sometimes, which is look at it. Look at it. I don't want to look at it. Adam, we appreciate you. Have a great week, man, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Enjoy the schedule release tonight, everybody.
He is Adam Schefter. We love having him on the show. I did just see this nugget. The time has been set for the Packers-Eagles matchup in Brazil, 8:15 Eastern, so 7:15 on Friday, September 6th, for those of you who are marking your calendars and trying to set your schedule. Gabe?
Your total experience at the Island Resort and Casino includes two championship golf courses. You know how much we love talking about golf with Adam Schefter. And I love to play golf up at Island Resort and Casino. Stay and play packages are available right now, but you want to book early to guarantee those choice dates. For complete information, visit islandresortgolf.com today.